Part 3. Short Passages. Directions. In this section, you will hear three short passages. At the end of each passage, you will hear some questions. Both the passage and the questions will be spoken only once. After you hear a question, you must choose the best answer from the four choices marked A, B, C, and D. Passage 1. Birds, fish, dolphins, and turtles are still struggling in the Gulf of Mexico, 4 years after the worst oil spill in U.S. history, a leading wildlife group said Tuesday. The 2010 BP spill spewed 4.9 million barrels of oil into the waters off Louisiana, also sullying the coastlines of Mississippi, Alabama, Texas, and Florida. The science is telling us that the impacts of this are far from over, said Doug Inkley, senior scientist at the National Wildlife Federation. A report issued by the National Wildlife Federation summarized recent scientific studies on 14 different types of creatures affected by the spill. Researchers have found evidence that dolphins in Louisiana's heavily oiled Barataria Bay suffer from abnormal hormone levels, lung disease, and other serious diseases. Overall, dolphins have been stranding at three times the historic rate, with some 900 washing up dead or dying from 2010 until 2013, the report said. About 500 dead sea turtles have been found annually in the area, also a rate much higher than that seen in years prior to the disaster. Oil is still being removed from the coast, too, said Sarah Gonzalez-Rothy, the National Wildlife Federation's senior policy specialist for Gulf and Coastal Restoration. Last year, nearly 5 million pounds of oiled material from the disaster were removed from Louisiana's coast, she said. And that's just what we've seen. An unknown amount of oil remains deep in the Gulf. Earlier this year, the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency ended its ban on BP, obtaining government contracts following the disaster. In pleading guilty to the spill, BP agreed to pay the government $4.5 billion to settle criminal charges in the case.
Questions. 17. What happened in the Gulf of Mexico 4 years ago? What is the main idea of the passage? 19. What do we know about dolphins in the oil-polluted sea areas from 2010 to 2013? 20. Why did BP pay the government $4.5 billion?
2. Climate change has emerged as one of the biggest threats that our world is facing right now. Scientists and experts around the world have expressed grave concerns about the dangerous effects which climate change will have on our daily lives. All parts of the globe are now facing the brunt of climate changes in the face of recent devastating extreme weather events. Helen Berry, associate dean at the University of Canberra, has warned that the rapidly changing climate of Earth could possibly make human beings extinct as a species. She explained that while the planet has experienced warmer and colder climates at different points in history, the rate of change has never been as fast as it is today. The most unnerving and alarming thing is the speed of the change since the 1970s, when we started burning a lot of fossil fuels in a massive way, she said. Berry asserted that humans can't possibly evolve to match this rate of warming and, Unless they get control of it, it will mean their extinction eventually. Barry has written in her report that human-driven climate change poses a great threat, unprecedented in type and scale, to well-being, health, and perhaps even to human survival.
Questions. 21. What are scientists gravely concerned about the climate changes? What is the whole globe suffering now, according to the passage? 23. What does Barry say about the climate change?
3. Old structures must be torn down to build new ones. But there is one man devoted to recycling all that he can from old structures. Michael Giddings, the owner of Mike's Recycling, told me, years ago they never recycled. Everything went into the landfill, and it was like nobody really cared. But now people see how fast the landfills are filling up, and they're not going to be forever, so we're not going to have them. The trash crisis will only grow in the future if we don't start doing our part now. In 1 year, Giddings has been able to keep, literally, tons of material out of landfills. I brought in over 40 tons of metals, and that was mainly trailer house frames, plumbing out of houses. I haven't done my brass yet. I've done a couple tons of copper this year, says Giddings. He doesn't just recycle metals either. Giddings said, got newer siding or plastic siding, we'll strip it off and sell it in a big pile. Rather than just smash it, most companies just smash it and toss it. We don't do that. From timbers to appliances to metals, Giddings finds a way to make a buck and keep trash out of landfills. Everybody has a scrap pile, I don't care who it is. They generate recyclables, from cans to plastics to paper to cardboard. And it's all worth something to somebody, Giddings said.
Questions. 24. What is the main idea of this passage? 25. What did people used to do with their trash? 26. What does Giddings do when he gets some newer siding or plastic siding?